are eating. In other words, we're surprised any of you can find anything to eat, because there is something that is seen as wrong or inappropriate with almost everything that you eat. And you know, the most significant thing is, it is really rare to see someone happily eating. Almost everyone is experiencing some sort of trauma during the process of eating. It's either not nutritious enough, or it has too much of this, or not enough of that. And so you have, without meaning to, become a people who terrorize yourself over food. Eating, and the time you eat, the time you're thinking about eating, the time you're choosing where you'll eat, the time you're choosing what you're eating, and the time that you are actually eating it are the least aligned times that we see among most who are in mass consciousness. When it is, and it doesn't have to be that way. It could be all of these chefs, all of these people, and aspiring chefs who are preparing delicious foods for you to surprise and delight you. Little do they realize that they are preparing their beautiful food for the traumatized.
So
that's what you're talking about here in this environment. Instead of it being an environment of succulent, delicious advantage, it's an environment of terrorizing you. In other words, close.
No, it's an environment in this spectrum, yes. But if I looked, I was asking for a shift in perception. If I look at it as ease and glory, and I say, food, let's enjoy it. Let's have a nice meal. And let's have balance, and that's really what I was seeking by sitting with you. The balance of enjoying every moment in every way, even food, even, this audience is so beautiful, and all the women here, and I'm not saying anything bad about men, it's just that I'm looking at women, and everybody came over to me like during this break, and like, oh, I'm so glad you're, and I know the question's been asked so many times, but I just wanted to sort of like, I know what you mean about just aligning the food concept, allowing it just to be a nice thing and not putting so much emphasis on it.
Well, you'll know when you've accomplished that, when you are enjoying your meal. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you've done the right warm-up for eating, in other words, before you put yourself before the banquets where you will eat tonight, do your vibrational warm-up. Spend at least as much time as you will spend in the eating of the meal, and by that we mean you'll actually have a less than 15 minutes all added together where you are actually putting something in your mouth, chewing it, and swallowing it. In other words, it's not a very long period of time, even if you linger over a longer meal time. Usually, if you would spend the 15 minutes of coming into alignment about food before you put yourself in the place where you're actually eating the food, and you would do that consistently for about 30 days, try it and begin to watch what happens. And this is the sort of self-dialogue that we would have about it. We would say something like this. Tonight, I am going to be in an environment where I will have many wonderful choices relative to food. And I want to know that whatever I choose, my body will be just fine about. I like understanding that I have a body of trillions of cells who are all experts at knowing their work in my body. And I am so pleased that I don't have to have a board meeting where I instruct each one of them what they need to do while I slumber or while I walk. In other words, I'm happy that my body knows what to do. And I am consciously aware that my intelligent body is maintaining and doing a good job of keeping me in terms of physicality where I want to be. So tonight I know that I'm going to be in an environment where I will have a lot of choices. And I am looking forward to feeling the ease of the choices that are before me, understanding that there are no really wrong choices for me to make, that I have this resilient body, a body that understands everything about the content of the food that I'm going to be eating, that understands everything about converting the food that I'm going to be eating into the energy that I call my physicality. And it is pleasing to me to know that this is not something that I need to have concern about. I've got a body that knows what to do when I let it do it. So tonight, I'm going to be aware and maybe different than I've been at other times.